And we have just heard from a very talented young man named Noah Simon. And Noah, you're how old?
I'm 18 years old.
Just turned 18?
I turned 18 in June.
In June. So you're going to turn 19 this year.
Yep.
Well, so you're well on your way to being a grown-up, and you are a grown-up composer for sure. And you certainly know how to play the piano. You're all over the place on that piano, in more ways than one. You're inside the piano, strumming with your fingers, and you're covering the keyboard from the top to bottom with a lot of power and strength and technical facility. So you, I assume, have studied piano for a long time.
Since I was six.
Yes. Since you were six, right. And how did you come to study composition?
When I was in eighth grade, I started playing chamber music at the Austin Chamber Music Center.
Good for you.
And I met Graham Reynolds, who co-founded Golden Hornet.
Yeah.
And so he became my composition teacher around that time. I mostly wrote small things in class. It's sort of a seminar class. We all sit around the table and talk and write little things. We've written like group compositions that were large scale, but I didn't actually write like a complete large scale piece until last year, actually at the first annual student composer concert that Hear No Evil played. So I wrote a piece about reptiles last year.
Mm-hmm. And now you've moved on to boxes that you see at
1:30
in the morning. I'm sure you do. And I love the piece. I thought it was really wonderful. And we're not finished yet, people. We've got featured today Golden Hornet Young Composers. Event is going on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the North Door at Brushy Creek, 501 Brushy Creek. And now we have a young guitarist, and he's a blonde, and he has a German name. His name is Anton von Scherwald. Good morning, Anton.
Good morning.
And are you from Germany? Are you born here?
No, I was born in Austin.
Okay, so yeah. Well, yes, a true Austinite.
Yeah.
So, and you're going to play the guitar?
Yes, so I will be playing a piece I wrote a couple of years ago for a sophomore English class project based around Dante's Inferno. This one's based around the Forest of the Suicides, which is, we were asked to write an artistic piece around some level of hell, so I chose that one. And it's gloomy, and but it's programmatic, and it's got some kind of exciting moments, too. So.
I'm sure. And this is the Forest of the what? Or the
Forest of the Suicides.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very dark.